in the Southern District Court of New York, that this was essentially not extending the powers of the government, but reinforcing existing powers. Now, you know, I've read the AUMF several times. It's very clear that this is a vast extension of government authority, allowing government to detain U.S. citizens or use the military to detain U.S. citizens, strip them of due process, hold them in military facilities indefinitely. That is just not in the AUMF. And I think that we're seeing, and we just saw the release of a memo, 16-page white paper on drone attacks, which looks like it was written by a first-year law student. I mean, I can't stand John Yoo, but at least he could write a coherent legal brief for the Bush administration justifying torture. I mean, it's wrong, of course, but the amateurish of this, you know, it's a completely amateur effort. And I think what we're seeing in this case, in this memo, is an attempt by the Obama administration to justify activities that they've already carried out, which include the assassination of American citizens, the Yemeni cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, his 16-year-old son 2 weeks later, who was not on anybody's terrorism list. And I think there's strong, I have a strong suspicion, and lawyers have a strong suspicion, that they are already using Section 1021 of the NDAA. Because when Judge Forrest issued her ruling in September, the government attorneys, the day of the ruling, went to Judge Forrest and asked for a temporary stay, meaning put this law back on the books until it is heard in the Second Circuit or the appellate court. Now, Judge Forrest refused. They then demanded an emergency hearing, this was a Friday, at 9 a.m. the next Monday morning at the Second Circuit, which they got. And they asked the judges on the Second Circuit, in the name of national security, to put this law back into effect, to override Judge Forrest's injunction. Now, the Second Circuit agreed. Well, we always knew the Obama administration would appeal. That was not an issue if they lost. We did not expect them to respond so aggressively. And I think that it's fair to conclude that they responded with that kind of aggressivity because they're already using the law, probably against U.S.-Pakistani dual nationals in places like Bagram. If Judge Forrest's injunction was allowed to stand, i.e. the law was invalid, and they were holding American citizens and denying them due process, then of course they would be in contempt of court. So this is a steady march forward in terms of stripping away our most basic civil liberties. I would say the NDAA, this case, is the last thin line of defense between what's left of our anemic democracy and our transformation into a military state.
Speaking of military states, I mean, I thought Posse Comitatus prevented the military from doing this kind of